This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
In this episode, we talk about why you shouldn't get caught up in the individual goals that you've set. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode today, I want to talk about, or rather, I really want to remind you of what your real goal is, what your true goal is, because so many of us, we get into goal setting. We have this purpose. We want to do this thing, and we start this practice, and somewhere along the line, we get lost. We sort of get stuck in the process, the grind of setting goals and trying to achieve them, and we forget why we did it in the first place. We forget what it is that we ultimately wanted that led to creating that goal in the first place. So in this episode, I want to go through that. So be sure to stick around until the end. Now, before we jump into the episode, so many listeners have reached out to me over the last few years to say that the podcast has helped them get past major obstacles in their personal development. But the problem that I've always had is that it's impersonal. I can speak to you, I can talk into this microphone, but I don't get to address your specific issues. I don't get to hear your voice, and I don't get to support you in real ways. Well, now there is a way that I can do that. Introducing Tiny Leaps Plus. Tiny Leaps Plus is a private membership community exclusively for listeners of this podcast. As a member, you get access to a members-only weekly newsletter designed to surface the best personal development and behavior change content from across the web. A monthly Q&A session live with me and the rest of the group so I can address some of your specific obstacles. Exclusive worksheets, workbooks, and resources to help you set better goals and start taking action, plus some fun bonuses like a shout out in a future episode and early access to things like merch releases, all for just $5 a month, which is a steal, by the way. To learn more, head over to tinyleapsplus.com and join today for $5. That's tinyleapsplus.com. So when it comes to personal development, one of the first steps many people take is to sit down and start setting goals for themselves. Now, maybe those goals are around weight loss, or perhaps it's about saving money, or maybe you want to meditate more often. These are all goals that I've personally had. These are very common goals that many people share. But whatever the goal ends up being, it's a very straightforward place to start. By setting goals, you give yourself a sense of direction and allow yourself to move forward in a structured way. This is why we do it. It gives us a path forward, a destination to work towards. But it can become a problem. See, when we get caught up in the day-to-day of our goals, the grind, the trying to show up, the trying to be consistent, the struggle to make it happen day after day after day, when we get caught up there, we start forgetting what it is that we ultimately want. Here's what I mean. More often than not, there's an underlying reason for your goals. Why is it that you want to make more money? What is the reason for that? Why do you want to lose weight? Why does that matter to you? Why do you want to get a promotion? Why do you want to start a business? Why do you want to find love? Why do you want to raise good kids? Why do you want to meditate? We all have these very specific goals, these things that we want to accomplish for our lives, these things that we want to do in our lives, but we often forget the reason behind them. And sometimes we don't even know the reason. We never knew the reason. We didn't figure out the reason and then set a goal based on that. We just set goals without fully understanding the underlying reason, the why behind it. Simon Sinek once said in his book, but also in the TED Talk that supported the book, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. There's always a real goal behind the goals that we set. There's always a real reason for that goal. It's what drove us to do it in the first place. There's always a sense of why. Now that why, that reason will be different for each person. So it's something you honestly need to dive into for yourself. But if you're struggling, there's one thing that it typically comes down to. There's one important part of our lives that we typically are thinking about and worried about when it comes to our goal setting. You see, we set goals in part because we want to be happier. We set goals in part because we want to live a life that feels better, that is better, that we feel prouder of. That's the only reason to create change, because something is not quite working. Something is off. Something is wrong. That's why we want to create change, because progress for the sake of progress is unfulfilling. Think about it. One of the things that we all sort of have in the back of our minds, especially if you grew up like I did, not having quite enough money, if money was always a problem, we all sort of have in the back of our heads, oh, if only I made X amount more, if only I had X amount more dollars, if only I could become a millionaire or whatever it is, right? And we sort of feel like if we can do that, it'll lead to all of this increased happiness and it'll allow us to not stress as much and not have to worry about things. But the truth is, as many people are discovering, money does not lead to happiness, because money was never the goal. Happiness was. Now, having more money can lead to decreased financial stress. It can lead to decreased stress in your relationship because there is a lower financial strain in that relationship. It can lead to those good things, but it is not in itself the outcome. It is not in itself the end goal. And oftentimes when people who are exclusively driven by money, or at least they think they are, set those goals and they get to a certain point financially, all of a sudden they've lost their motivation because now they're comfortable. And this happened to me. When I originally started this podcast, when I originally started working for myself, I was struggling every single month to figure out where money was going to come in. I was burning through savings at a much faster rate than I thought that I would. And I multiple times had to go back and take a job or take a client or do something to bring in a little bit extra that I needed. And during those times, I was the most driven that I have been in probably my entire life, because I needed to, because my back was up against the wall, because if I didn't make that sale, if I didn't bring in that revenue, I wasn't going to be able to pay rent. I wasn't going to be able to buy food. I was going to have to rely on my girlfriend or my family and ask for help, which was not something I wanted to do in those moments. Fast forward a few years. This podcast and the business that I'm building, while we're not doing insanely well, it is comfortable. It does support me. I don't have to stress as much each month. And one of the things that I learned very quickly when this happened was that I no longer really had a driving force. I no longer really had that motivation. Because it's hard to get yourself to do the hard things when your life isn't on the line, to be a little bit dramatic. So progress for the sake of progress, that's unfulfilling. Eventually, you'll get to a point where you've made enough and it doesn't matter anymore. And all of a sudden, you lose that motivation. It's not until you figure out what that why was, what the ultimate reason for your goals was, that's when you're able to find that motivation and develop that life that you're looking for. So, why do you want more money? It might be so that you can take the financial boot off of your neck, leading to less stress, less arguments in your relationship, more freedom, more time, basically more happiness. Why do you want to lose weight? It might be that you want to feel better in your body, fit into your wedding dress or your tux, feel pride in how you treat yourself, gain more energy, basically more happiness. So whatever your reason is, whether it's happiness or something else, whatever it is, figure it out. Yes, we should be setting goals. Yes, we should be using the LEAP framework. Yes, we should be taking action and being consistent. But we should also be taking time to figure out what is our real goal. What is the thing that we actually want? Because the things that we're working towards, they're meant to be representative of that thing. They're meant to be stepping stones to that thing. Making more money is just a shortcut to finding more happiness, which is ultimately what you might want. So figure that out. Set your goals with that in mind. Take action with that in mind. Doing so will lead to more success and more consistency. And it will also lead to making decisions that guide you towards what you truly want rather than getting distracted and lost in the process of setting goals. So with that said, I hope this episode was helpful to some of you out there. Be sure to click subscribe if you are new to the show. If you're not new, do me a favor, find one person in your life that you think needs to hear this episode. It might be a mom, it might be a cousin, it might be a sister, a brother, a dog, whoever it is, whatever it is. Find somebody in your life who needs to hear this episode and play it for them. Don't just tell them, hey, go listen to this. Find an opportunity to play it for them. I'd love to be a part of their journey, and I'd love to try and help them in any way that I can. And once you do that, find the podcast on Instagram, because I'm super active there and I'd love to talk to you and actually hear what you have to say. We are at Tiny Leaps on Instagram. Shoot me a message, give the page a follow, and let's connect. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Greg Clunas, and remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.